Broadcasting live from the greatest city, in the greatest state, in the greatest country, on the second greatest planet in the solar system.
Don't give me that. Come on.
I don't know. That's what Trey Elling says.
It's what Trey Elling says. Doesn't mean it's the truth.
You're right. This is the greatest planet. I don't know what else could top this.
And he has yet to divulge what it is.
No, I don't know. I don't know what his bid is there. I don't know what his end game is. What's he trying to do?
Is he gonna say it on the last show? I mean, when we get canceled, are we gonna figure it out?
It is amazing. Well, this is episode number 30, so we've officially made it 1 month of episodes here on Midday with Trey and DK.
It was rough for a while.
Yeah, it was rough for a while. I didn't think we'd make it this far, to be honest. But they got nobody else to put on the air, so they stick us in the middays. No Trey Elling once again. He is in Chicago for the week with his family. Drink up. And that voice you just heard was the man, Zach Christodoulidis, behind the glass, the Greek freak. The best producer here that we have at 104.9 The Horn. A couple other members here, somehow back for day two after the smorgasbord of nonsense that he witnessed on Bucky and Aaron in this show yesterday. We've got almost Westlake High School's own Grady in the building. Grady, what's up, man?
Hey, BK, how you doing?
Remind me your last name again.
Chirogianis.
Chirogianis, and that's only 11 letters, which is, what, six shy of you, Zach?
Yeah, I think I have him beat.
That's ridiculous. So welcome back. Grady is here in the house, about to be a freshman at Westlake High School. I'm extremely jealous. Enjoy your 4 years. Enjoy your 4 years of college. And speaking of college, we got our man headed to SFA in a couple of weeks. Stephen F. Austin down in Nacogdoches. Our man Zach Burleson is back in the flesh. He's been sick. His car's been broken, but powering through and made it back. Zach, what's up, man?
Not much. I'm here now.
It's good to see you. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm a lot better than I was.
You care to divulge what you had? What sickness you had? What you were dealing with over the weekend? Yeah, did you sound like Trey?
Honestly, not sure.
Uh-oh. That was the worst.
Yeah, it was really bad. But
well, you made it.
Yeah.
You're back, which is good to hear. So we've got a star-studded show today. And speaking of guests, at some time in these 2 hours, Casey Studdard will join me here in studio. Yeah, that Casey Studdard, lifetime Longhorn, 2005 national champion, of course, played a few years in the NFL with the Houston Texans. Big Casey, who has a show with Lyle Sendline, of course, the Big Ugly Outdoors, every Saturday on the Horn from 7 to 9 a.m. If you haven't seen that. If you haven't listened to that yet, go ahead and check it out. It'll be back on, of course, this weekend. And Casey said he'll be here at some point. He'll give me an hour, hour and a half of his time. So we'll see what we get out of Big Case. But he'll be in studio. We will have some fun. And that means we'll be talking a ton of Texas football. 52 days out from Texas, Maryland, the opening game on September 2nd. Once again, if you missed it, I said yesterday, just six more Saturdays without college football in our lives. And yeah, there's 52 days away from Texas, Maryland, and that's pretty much opening weekend for most college football teams in the country. That's when you'll get your big games, your Florida State, Alabama, your Michigan, Florida, and some of the other opening weekend thrillers that we have on tap this year. But actually, the season begins before that, so we're 45 days away from actual college football. There's five or six games. One of them's down in Australia. None of them are that exciting of contest, but you do have some games in six Saturdays from now, so get excited there. I know you guys out there always want to talk some Texas football, so it should be fun.
More importantly for today's show, does that mean that we're going to have some shirtless and shoeless action going on in that studio over there?
Bucky should thank me because I'm sitting in his new chair. Now, Casey Studdard, yeah, he always walks in with no shirt. He walks in with the shirt.
Walks in with the shirt.
But at some point over the 2 hours on the Saturday show, his shirt comes off.
Well, I guess that's because there's no air conditioning on a Saturday in this place. What's going on with that?
Well, dude, they got the control right there. They can control it themselves.
Maybe they want the outdoors experience on the Big Ugly show.
Man, when I was producing that show for a few months, and I would always tell them, dude, the AC is right there. Don't take your shirt off because I'm the one who has to stare at that.
Yeah, no, and I wonder how Chad and Kevin are going to feel.
Oh,
for the afternoon show.
Oh, they're not going to be here today. Which?
Oh, that's right.
Thank you for setting me up. Yeah, Texas Card House on Research Boulevard in the Galleria Oaks Shopping Center. Chad and Kevin will be there broadcasting live from 3 to 7. Go out and check them out. Check out Texas Card House, too, a sponsor of the station. Great place to bring your buddies and go play some poker, some blackjack. It is good stuff. The North location just opened. I haven't been yet, but I've been told by a couple of buddies that it is awesome. So Chad and Kevin will be out there. You can go meet the guys from 3 to 7. Nice unintentional segue there.
Well, I can seg you up again, man. You guys are going to be out of the studio here in, I think, next week, right?
We've got 2 weeks.
Two weeks on
the 28th, I think.
All right.
if I'm not mistaken. We'll be out, but we'll save the details for the people. We might be kicked off the air by then. So
yeah, you never know. We only made it a month so far.
We don't want to push it, but we'll talk with Casey Studdard, of course. He'll be in studio for a little bit. And speaking of guests today, our man Justin Wells of Inside Texas and InsideTexas.com will join the show for his weekly cameo a little after noon. We will talk some Texas football, some recruiting, a little bit of Mo Bamba. Of course, Justin covers everything for IT. And how about this? According to 247 Sports, there is a new number one high school recruit in the state of Texas for the class of 2018. We will ask our man Jay Wells about that, what he thinks of the player, and about the ratings as well. Plenty to talk about, though. The preseason All-Big 12 team was announced a little over half an hour ago. We will get into that. Five Longhorns making the cut for the first team preseason All-Big 12 squad. We'll give you those names here in a second. And you know, we'll have our normal segments, our Tinder Time at 11:30, our Shooting the Bull at 12:30. Both of those could be interesting with Casey Studdard in the house. And like I said, man, we'll get a little bit of MLB All-Star Game talk, but for the most part, if Casey Studdard's here and Justin Wells coming on, Texas football will be the bulk of the conversation today just because we can. I mean, there's no pro teams in Austin, and this is like the deadest sports week of the year, if you will. There are no live sports today outside of Wimbledon, which I will give Wimbledon some love. Sam Querrey, the American, just upset number one Andy Murray at Wimbledon in the quarterfinals. We've been waiting for an American tennis player to make some magic. Sam Querrey is into the semis, beating the number one player in the world in his home country, a five-set thriller. So I know we got a guy who texts into every single show like 10 times a day asking us to talk about Wimbledon. There is your update. He'll get the winner of Marin Cilic and Gilles Mueller. Mueller, of course, upset Rafael Nadal in the last round. So perhaps a chance for Sam Querrey to maybe get to the finals of this thing. The quarters are still going on. Roger Federer in action right now against Milos Raonic, and Novak Djokovic still to play. So there's your tennis update, of course, and we'll talk some baseball as well. But tonight is a big night for the shows.
I was going to say, you're talking about all the live sport action today. There's one thing you're going to have to pay a little bit of attention to.
You're right. You know, there's no live Big Four major American professional sports on the men's side.
There it is.
But there is WNBA going on tonight. Now, of course, you got your ESPYs. Peyton Manning will be hosting that thing if you're into that. I always find myself watching the ESPYs just because I need some sports in my life every single day. And that's really the only thing we have on TV. You big ESPYs guys, Zach, do you even care for that?
Not really. I kind of gave up credit for it after the whole Caitlyn deal. I couldn't, you know.
Courage Award to Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever we're supposed to call her.
Yeah.
Her, whatever, these days. What about you guys, Grady, Zach? You guys ESPYs guys?
Not especially.
Okay, you won't go out of your way to watch it. Zach, you?
No, I don't.
All right. Oh, that's all right. Really happens. It's just a sports award show. The sports felt left out because they got the Grammys and the Oscars and the Academies, and those might all be the same thing. I don't know. I clearly don't watch any of those.
And I'm a millennial cord cutter, so I can get the ESPN, the Watch ESPN going, but
you cord cutters, man.
You were one for a while there before you got your four TVs. Drink up.
I know that's that's you. People can.
I think it's anyone that mentions it. It's just like, you know. Hey, did you know that Trey Elling lived in Chicago for a while?
Fair point. But yeah, I was a cord cutter for about a year. Couldn't deal with it, man. I needed the actual live. I couldn't have the buffering and the streaming going on. Plus, just something about changing channels, man. I love that. I had the Sling TV, which was pretty solid. I mean, it was like 1/4 the price of cable, so I understand why people go with that. But for me, my line of work, which is not sports radio, it's changing the channel and watching sports on TV. I felt like I needed to get that U-verse game back. But tonight, I don't know if this is going to be on U-verse or Cord Cutters or whatever app you want to stream and watch on. But Trey and I made a bet at the end of last week, of course. Speaking of Chicago, there's another drink up right there where Trey is
right now.
We're going
to be killing people by the end of this show.
Seriously. We need that bottle of vodka is gone. I was about to start taking some pulls in here by myself. But we bet on a WNBA game tonight. So, of course, Trey, who spent 6 years in Chicago, loves it more than any other city he's ever been in for some reason. Can't quite figure out why. He's a Chicago guy, and I grew up in the DFW Metroplex. So tonight, the Chicago Sky are taking on the Dallas Wings in the WNBA. That is our degenerate gamble of the week. And boy, that is as degenerate as it gets. If we're already betting on WNBA, this is show number 30.
Yeah, not even a month in, you guys are already betting on WNBA games. And I think I figured out the best planet in the solar system thing. It must be Chicago.
Must be Chicago. Does Chicago count as a planet? He says it's the best city. He says Austin's the best city. Does he count Austin as being in Chicago's planet?
Yeah, it must be.
It could be. God, he's been posting videos with the hashtag HornVideoBlitz. By the way, post yours. Whatever we got. Today is One Hit Wonder Wednesday. So if you got some rejoins to post on Twitter with the hashtag HornVideoBlitz for our man Zach, we would love some recommendations for rejoins for the program. But anyways, tonight the bet, Dallas Wings in Chicago to take on the Sky, as I try to figure out where I can find WNBA standings online. But the loser of this bet has to go to a San Antonio, what are they, the Silver Spurs, the Silver Stars, something. They play where the Spurs play, and they got the same logo pretty much and same whatever. And they have to go to a game acting as a super fan, like painting the face, painting the whole body,
yelling
at the ref.
Soccer fan, let's go.
You're not wearing a scarf, dude. Yeah, come on, still a sport. Basketball
100 degrees
sport.
Outside, I get it.
Yeah, whatever, exactly. Come on, they got indoor soccer too, don't they?
They do, but it's we don't have to get into that.
That's better stuff. So, yeah, loser has to go full fanboy, yelling at the refs, yelling at the other team's fans. We haven't decided if it's going to be you go as a road fan or as a home fan. Like, if you're going to be rooting for San Antonio or whatever team comes into the building, because that would be something,
man.
Right there. Now, I got a little bit of the hots for Kelsey Plum, the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft this past year out of Washington. She plays for the San Antonio team. She's cute. She cleans up nice. I'm not going to lie. I might get some slack on that from the text line, but that's all right. I'm not looking at the text line today. I give up. I don't care about you guys again. But,
we've had a couple people text in saying that maybe Uranus is Trey's favorite planet.
Oh, yeah. He's a big Uranus guy. He always has been, always will be.
You know how I know you're gay?
They call him Boner for a reason, right?
Phrasing.
Oh, sorry. That's on me. So, yeah, I mean, Kelsey Plum, I was like, you know, hopefully I see her at some point. Hopefully she comes up to Austin. Maybe I run into her on 6th Street or on Rainy, my favorite places in the world. I don't know if I was going to ever go down for a WNBA game. But now I'm going to go down there potentially as a super fan. There's no way I have a chance after this bet. But come on, I'm liking my chances. The game is tonight once again, and the Dallas Wings are 9-10, while the Chicago Sky, singular, I have to scroll down. They're 4-12.
Ooh.
So I got to like my chances, right?
So there's no ties in the WNBA?
No ties. It's a sport, man. It's a sport. And by the way, the San Antonio team is 1-16 this
Ooh.
Year. So not only are we going to, you know, the loser of this bet is going to have to go to a WNBA game dressed up and painted up as a super fan, but you got to see the worst of the WNBA teams, apparently, according to the standings at least, in the 1-16 San Antonio Stars. I don't know if that game's going to be on TV. I'm not going to watch it, but I am going to be a little bit nervous because I'm no disrespect to the WNBA, but I don't want to drive an hour and a half to watch it. I feel like that's understandable.
You know,
that is fair.
I'm looking at the attendance figures for WNBA. It's higher than I thought it would be.
Good.
They're averaging a few thousand people out at games. So you might not be the only one in the arena yelling.
No, they deserve it. I mean, they're the best at their sport, at what they do. And they've made it to the top of their profession. That's awesome. I got all the respect in the world for the WNBA and its players and the teams. But, you know, I'll be honest. Like, I'm not offending anybody by saying I don't watch it. And I never planned on going to a game ever. So root for Dallas tonight. Dallas Wings, come on, I need this. I've lost too many damn bets on this show.
Is it going to be on one of the four TVs?
I don't know if it's even on TV, man. Like, it's not going
to be.
It's
not on, like, an ESPN3 or a Watch ESPN deal?
You think it is? It might be. Should I look this up?
You can try it.
I'm going to be checking my phone. I'll be honest. I'm going to be looking at the score a little bit throughout this game.
You're going to be following all the stats, getting hardcore into it? What else you got going on tonight, BK?
All I know is that Skylar Diggins is on Dallas, and she's pretty good looking, too. So I don't, that's all I got. I don't know anything else. What else I got going on tonight? Dude, my stomach's been killing me today. I got to figure out what's going on here. Now, part of it probably has something to do with I ordered Papa John's on Saturday. And I had a couple of slices left over, but I didn't put them in the fridge or anything. I just left them out on my counter, and I had it for
bro.
Dinner. Is that bad?
That's real bad,
man. What do you
man?
Mean that's bad?
There's cheese on that.
Well, yeah, it's a pizza. Of course there's cheese on
You're
that.
You're going to eat three-day-old cheese?
Well, I already did. I'm not going to. It's already done.
Oh, well, I understand now why you're feeling your stomach's feeling upset.
Is that bad? Is that a problem?
If I was your stomach, I'd be pretty upset.
Thank you. What was I supposed to put in the fridge or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, put it in the fridge. Uh-huh. That keeps it cool. The cheese doesn't get all gross. And
it tasted fine, man. I put it in the microwave for a little bit. It was good. I killed off all those cells or whatever the microwave does.
Killed off all the bacteria?
Those gamma ray things. Or just, I don't know. I don't know how this works. So that's why, man, I was up all night, actually. I couldn't fall asleep. I was just sitting on the pot.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. That has to be said. I got to tell the people what's going on. I'm a storyteller.
So you think you're going to go back and finish off that pizza tonight? Is that your plan?
No, it's done. I finished it last night. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's done. And that was, I also had some, you know, I made some bacon, some sausage, some duck sausage, some bagels. It was a good meal yesterday, man. I had a good time.
Now, you were planning, yesterday, you were talking about maybe doing your first meal in the slow cooker. You got plans for that tonight?
I got a crock pot. Somebody here in the office, the great Kelly Nasur, gave me a crock pot, which is awesome. I'm very thankful for that. And people were hooking me up, man. When I moved, people were giving me old furniture and old silverware and appliances and all kinds of stuff, which much appreciated. They knew I'm a 23-year-old living on my own for the first time. They wanted to hook it up, and a lot of it was stuff they don't need. So I was like, no, I'll take it as charity. But I got a crock pot, and I've had it for a couple of weeks, and I don't know how to use the damn thing. Apparently, it's as simple as you plug it in, and you, well, there's like a low and a high.
Yeah, there's three. There's literally a knob with maybe four settings: off, low, high, and warm. Off. If you have a fancy one.
If I have a fancy one. I don't know if I have the four settings. I might only have the low and the hot, or the warm and the hot. I don't even know.
That's less ways for you to mess it up, so that's probably a good thing.
So what do I do? I told everybody I was going to be going to HEB today, but I opened my fridge. I've got enough. Oh, there's a dog walking around in the hallway. That's sweet. I've got enough HEB products left in my fridge, in my pantry, to go at least another day or two without going to the grocery store. Now, I do have a rule. I do not go to the grocery store after 5 p.m., and I do not go on the weekends because I'm not trying to deal with all those people. I don't like the grocery store a whole lot. I don't like the mall a whole lot. I don't like areas where there's just a bunch of people around and I know nobody. And it's kind of weird to start a conversation with people. I can start conversations with people almost anywhere, anytime. But the grocery store and at the mall, I feel like that's, you know, people are trying to do their own thing. It's kind of a stay in your lane type deal. I don't want to be messing with that.
You might be on
stay in your lane.
You might be on an island on that one.
Maybe.
I think other people are fine with talking to other people at the grocery store.
But also, I mean, the big thing is the register line. I mean, I'm trying to get in and out of there. Like, if I can be 20 items or less and make it to the express lane, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Now, are you doing the HEB to go or whatever that deal is where you get the groceries delivered to your door?
No. Oh, Instacart or
whatever?
Yeah,
Shipt or Instacart. You done any of that?
I have done that in the past a little bit, but I found myself just spending way too much money on the app. Anything that kind of looked good on my phone, it was getting bought.
See, I have the opposite experience because every time I use that, like whenever I'm grocery shopping and I'm just walking around the aisles, I'll be like, oh man, I could use that. I could do this. And then when I use the app, I didn't have that problem. But I guess for you, it's the opposite.
Yeah, over time, I've done a good job of realizing that I waste some food. I buy a ton of frozen stuff so I don't waste it, right? I don't know how long it could stay in the freezer. I leave it in there forever if I have to. But if I get like veggies or fruit, which I do love fruit, but you know, sometimes it just doesn't get eaten. I feel bad. I'm throwing away food. That's not what I want to do.
You know, man, I'm 22 years old now and I didn't know that medicine expires. I noticed that the other day.
Whoa. I did not know that either. That's not good. Would you take some expired Advil or something?
Like, I don't know what happens, but I was, you know, I'm not feeling great. I had a headache, so I popped some Advil, and then I was looking at the bottle, and it was like, this expired in 2012.
Oh.
I was like, that's probably not great.
That's all right. You survived, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
No doubt. I did just see Casey started walking around, so next segment we will get him in here, and we'll talk. He'll join us for Tinder time, which is going to be some pretty exciting stuff. But there's what's going on in my life. I did want to give you a couple more headlines. I did tease this at the beginning of the show, and we'll get Big Case's opinion on this as well. But the preseason All Big 12 team has been announced for college football in 2017. Five Longhorns making the cut on the first team. Of course, you've got Connor Williams, one of the best offensive linemen in the country. He's the only player on offense for Texas on the team. You've got three defensive players, Malik Jefferson, Puna Ford, and Malcolm Roach. And for my money, the best punter in the country, Michael Dixon, Aussie Mike, who will be up along with Connor Williams, PJ Locke, and Nashawn Hughes with Tom Herman at Big 12 Media Days next week. Reminder, Bucky and Aaron will be up there Monday and Tuesday, giving you all the coverage you need up in Frisco. So five Longhorns right there making the cut. The preseason Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. That goes probably without saying, but Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma, he's been a Heisman finalist the last two seasons. He is back for his last year up in Norman. And how about this? This is a little bit of pride for Kansas football fan BK here. Now, I know there's not a whole lot to brag about with Kansas football. They had one really good year. They won the Orange Bowl. They beat Tyrod Taylor and Virginia Tech back in 2007-08. That's awesome. I enjoyed that. But since then, they've been terrible. They've won two games in the last 2 years combined. One of them was against Texas. Sorry to bring that one up. But Dorrance Armstrong has been named the preseason Big 12 All-Defensive Player of the Year. He's a defensive end at KU. He is a stud. I promise you guys, for any Kansas player to get some love in football, you got to be really, really good. And Dorrance Armstrong Jr., a really talented defensive lineman for KU. you know, one of the few guys they have that'll be playing on Sunday. And then preseason newcomer of the year, West Virginia quarterback Will Grier, who wins that, I don't know if you can even call it winning an award. I mean, it's the preseason deal. But there you go, five Longhorns making the cut. A reminder, Connor Williams, Malik Jefferson, Puna Ford, Malcolm Roach, and Michael Dixon, first team, all Big 12 Longhorns. And real quickly before we get to break, I see some sources. This has been teased a little bit over the last week or so, but sources are saying the New York Knickerbockers and the Houston Rockets are working on a deal that will send Carmelo Anthony down to H-Town. So the Rockets are trying to finalize their own big three. I don't know what you want to call Carmelo, but their own big three with Chris Paul, James Harden, and Carmelo Anthony. So that's been expected for a little bit, but we will see if that beast finally gets done at some point today or later in the week. All right, there is segment number one. Way off the rails there. I promise we will talk some Texas football. Casey Studdard in the house. Got a couple tacos for him, so he'll be trying to talk through these Rudy's tacos. But we'll hit Tinder time next. Our man Zach Christo will ask Casey Studdard and I a couple of questions on the other side. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK. No Trey today. This is The Horn. Come on! Nice. Got a one-hit wonder here?
I'm calling it a one-hit wonder.
Who is this?
This is Quiet Riot. What other songs can you name?
I don't know.
Hit us up on the text line or on Twitter if you can. But
is this a controversial one-hit wonder, Quiet Riot?
It must be. I mean, I can't think of anything else they've done.
Their other songs that are famous are Metal Health and Slick Black Cadillac. Yeah, I haven't heard of those.
Exactly. One-hit wonder.
So we're taking this. Come on, feel the noise.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those stadium anthems.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll get you pumped up. Speaking of stadiums, man, we got a guy who played in a lot of stadiums over the years in the building. Lifetime Longhorn, 2005 national champion, NFL veteran with the Houston Texans. Now stuck here doing a radio show with me for a couple hours. Casey Studdard in the house. Big Case, what's up, man?
What's happening? Appreciate you having me on the midday.
I appreciate you coming in all the way from Houston just to get here, huh?
Yeah, I was had to do some business in Houston this morning and get it down here and deliver some meat, so, you know, it's part of the job. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to get out of Houston as soon as possible, man. That city
Well, no, I'm here in Austin.
I know.
Oh, yeah, but just getting out of there. Yeah, well, that's why I'm here, you know, because I had my place up there, and I was me and the wife were like, I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
All there is to do there is go to a bar and get drunk.
That's all there is to do in every city, right? Just,
and so I'm like, I need to at least get to Austin where I can go to a lake and go fishing or, you know, do something.
And get drunk.
And well, yeah, I get drunk, but I mean, I don't have to get drunk every day in Austin.
There you go.
Like I had to in Houston, so that's the difference.
Oh, that is good stuff. So Casey Studdard in the house will be with us for a little bit. Lifetime Longhorn, also part of the Horns lineup on Saturday. Him and Lyle Sinline, another member of the 05 National Championship team, also NFL vet. They put on the Big Ugly Outdoors from 7 to 9, show that I used to produce until they kicked me off a few weeks ago. I'm not entirely sure why.
No, you skipped out because you have your own show now.
Yeah, I skipped out.
What do you mean?
You told me you didn't want me back, man.
No, I told you we wanted you, and you just kind of, you're like, well, you know, I got this new show with Trey.
You guys were bullying me around.
No, well, because you're skinny and you're little, and we're big guys, and that's what happens, and you're only like 18.
Thanks.
And you look 16. But the thing is, though.
Come on, man.
Is when you do your outline, when you say, it's Trey, you always say, like, Trey and BK. Like, get a little, like, Trey and BK. Like, get a little bass under your voice when you say BK. Like, that's your name. You got to be proud of your name.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
I haven't hit puberty yet, man. One of these
days
that'll happen.
That's true.
Come on, you know that.
I want to see you try to grow a beard.
You want to see me try to grow a beard?
I mean, all I see
I haven't
is that
shaved
little
in 80. Months.
He tried to do the stash a few days ago or a week ago, right?
I can see that little 80s porn stash going on over there.
That's
going
to be one of our wagers for sure. I'm going to have to grow out a stash and dye it jet black for a month.
Like it, though.
It's going to be terrible. The stash I can kind of grow. Now, compared to you and compared to people who can actually grow facial hair, it's not much.
But you got
to
try.
But all I got is the neard going if I ever grow the facial hair.
I got a mean neck beard, too.
Yeah, well, you got an actual beard.
Yeah,
you can grow
true.
Facial hair. I can't.
That's true.
I can grow hair on my head, and you can't. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
got
I am
beat
bald.
There. So how you been, man? What's new?
Oh, shoot, nothing. Got a baby on the way, 6 weeks. So
6 weeks?
House, yeah, so the house is getting prepared for that right now.
Child number two.
Yep, got a little girl coming.
Very nice. One of each. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's gonna be, I can't wait. I'm excited, but, you know, the house right now, it's the wives are in nesting mode, you know? It's you come home, and none of your stuff's where it was before, but I understand, you know, you got to... You know, that's what it is. You know, when the wives, when they're pregnant, about to have their baby, they got to have the house perfect. And, you know, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, so you got a bunch of pink and all the crib, all that stuff.
No,
getting ready.
She went neutral, and I'm so happy for
her.
Yeah, she went neutral, so.
That was impressive. Well, congrats,
I'm impressed by that. I was like, thank you. But all her clothes, I mean, she already has enough baby clothes to, I mean.
Well, they only last for what, like 2 months, 3 months before they grow past it?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. For you, probably 2 days until you were rocking like a Youth XL or something like that.
Yeah, our little man's going through stuff. That's, I mean, Whitfield, our oldest, he's about to be two. I don't even know how he feels. I mean, he's already in 3T, 4T.
Jeez. Going to be another Texas offensive lineman, man. We need some around these parts.
Or maybe the cleanup hitter. Ooh. Or a closer.
There you go.
Know, just throwing heaters, you know, something like that. Something he doesn't bang his head in, but if he wants to play football, he can play football. That's the way I look at it.
There you go. I was going to ask you that question. So have you thought of any names for the daughter yet? Six weeks out.
Yeah, we're going to call her Remington Ann.
I like that.
Remington. So her name's going to be Remington Ann Studdard. So,
Remington.
Yeah, Remington. So at least, you know, we'll call her Remy, but with Remington, it's named after a gun. So, you know, if you mess with her, she'll shoot you. Basically, that's where it comes down to.
Well,
play it.
Now, does your wife know that that's part of the naming process?
No.
All right. Well, hopefully she's
she
not
has
listening.
Her story. I have my story.
There you go. That is awesome. All right. So we'll get to Tinder time in a second, but real quick, and we'll go more in depth at this in the next segment. But the preseason All Big 12 team announced. Casey, you know, you're obviously in the loop with Texas football. Still a huge fan of the program. You're still going around campus and making moves and doing your thing around there. But five preseason Longhorns to the All-Big 12 team. You've got Connor Williams on the O-line. Maybe the best left tackle in the country. Malik Jefferson, Puna Ford, Malcolm Roach, and then the punter, Michael Dixon. What do you think? Early thoughts for those five?
Yeah, I can definitely see why they're, you know, why they were preseason predict. You know what I'm saying? Predicted All-Big 12. Connor's the best player on the team, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really is. He's just – And I think if he gets the rest of those O-line trying to play up to his level, I think we have something special with that O-line. And that's what we need is these guys that are getting a little bit of recognition now. Now they need to go prove it on the field and have that team follow them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all I care about. I just want these guys to get better and go out there and give 110% and just make it competitive. Like, never quit.
But this school hasn't had an offensive line drafted since
T. Hills.
08? Tony Hills?
Yeah, 08.
Forget the first round, just in any round, which is, I mean, back when you were here, man, this place was O-line U. I don't know what happened here.
Now we put two in every year or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it was because we had, before I got here, it was Leonard Davis, Mike Williams, you know, all them guys, Derek Dockery. And then we had Jonathan Scott. Who else do we have? You know, Blaylock. Me, T. Hills. Lyle wasn't drafted, but he played a long time.
Yeah.
He should have been drafted. Lyle got screwed.
Yeah, he ended up, he got the last left.
Yeah, he did. But I mean, there's no reason why he didn't get drafted.
No, agreed 100%. And I'm looking, our man CB just tweeted this in. You were a 06 member of the preseason All Big 12 team. So, hey.
Well,
an 11-year belated congrats, my man. Nice work.
Thanks, yeah.
Nice work. All right, so we'll talk some Texas football with our man Casey Studdard for a little bit. But right now, we got to hit it Tinder time.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fan of the song. All right, we do have a sponsor. I got to read this. Tinder time is brought to you by Altstadt Beer. You can find it in most local chains, HEB, Whole Foods, Twin Liquors, Specs, Total Wine, and at your favorite local watering hole. Altstadt Beer is German beer brewed in Fredericksburg, Texas. No impurities, no regrets. It is good stuff, guys. I recommend it, Altstadt Beer. All right, Tinder time. Casey, you're new to the program. You know, Tinder, the popular dating app, which you know, came a little bit after your college days.
Yeah.
Probably for the best. Thank you.
I've never been on it, but right is yes and left is no.
There you go. So all since right. we can't, you know, show people what we're doing and put up pictures of ladies out there, that's probably against a couple of laws. We do sports stories. So our producer, Zach, behind the glass, will give us a sports headline. If you like it, we'll swipe right and we'll talk about it a little bit.
Right.
If you don't like it, swipe left and we'll move on. All right, Zach, what do you got first, man?
All right, guys. So as we know, Trey Elling is in Chicago. Drink up. Or at least we think he's in Chicago. I have a news story here. The flight from Austin to Chicago had a little bit of trouble on it yesterday. Southwest Airlines flight 3590 from Austin to Chicago. It was supposed to take off at around 4 p.m., but they had a little bit of problem. Some people got into a fight on the plane.
Ooh.
And I had to be escorted off. Now, do you guys think, do you guys buy into this? Do you think Trey is in Chicago, or do you think maybe he's sitting in jail right now?
I'm swiping right on this story for sure. Is this another United Airlines type deal? People getting kicked off the plane and freaking out?
Well, I'm not sure if they probably deserve to be kicked off this flight. I mean, how hard is it to just sit in the flight and not mess with your neighbor, not to, you know, start a fight?
I don't understand it. I mean, you're on a plane. You got 2 hours. Just deal with it and get there and get off the plane.
Everyone knows it's going to be a crappy situation. Like, there's nothing you can do.
Just go to sleep.
I'm 300 pounds. I know it sucks. Every flight sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sucks for the people next to you, too. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you a Southwest Airlines guy? Do you kind of choose the seat with the emergency exit row there so you get a little bit extra leg room?
Business select every time so I can get the exit row.
So this is a former NFL player. This isn't a radio guy. He's got the business
baby. That's true. All I ever get is the, you know, I'm always boarding group D or C or whatever
at
the very end.
You can early check-in. You can at least be A30.
You think I can afford an early bird check-in?
That's $10.
You have
to pay for that?
Yeah.
I don't think I can afford that.
That's
a meal right there, my man.
I understand.
I don't think, Trey Elling wouldn't fight anybody. I mean, that dude was talking trash to a giraffe at the Chicago Zoo. Oh, like, you've seen Trey plenty of times.
Yeah, no, I did see that video. Like,
He thinks that he can take down a giraffe, no problem.
A giraffe would stomp his skinny little butt in the ground.
That's what I have to say. I mean, he says he calls him a couple of five-letter words that we can't say on the radio, and he's just yelling at this giraffe at the zoo. I'm pretty sure it's animal abuse. He thinks he could fight a giraffe. I don't think Trey would fight a person, anybody. I don't think you can take a six-year-old, man.
No, I mean, Trey has a lifelong fight with the sun. You know, he doesn't need to fight a giraffe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well played there. All right, Zach, what else you got for 10 to Tom?
All right, guys, next story. ESPN has released a list. Each top 25 team, who has the most to prove on each team? Texas came in at number 23. They're saying Malik Jefferson has the most to prove. What do you guys think?
I'll start with you, Case. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that he's a great player, but he needs. But for him to get to that next level, he needs to take over games himself, and he has the capability of doing that. He just needs to put it in his head and stop thinking about all this other stuff and go play football. And I think when he figures that out and he starts playing downhill, I think that he'll be able to take over games and not let, you know, people run up the gut on him and all that. You know what I mean. And yes, he's a good rusher on the outside as well. But I think as soon as the game slows down for him, he's going to be unstoppable. But he has to be able to want that, to go back into the film sessions and stay in there longer to make that happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm swiping right 100%. I mean, you look at Malik Jefferson, preseason All Big 12 honors today. A lot of magazines are putting him on preseason All-America list. Mm-hmm. He's projected to be a top 15 or 20 pick in next year's NFL draft. And to be honest, to be frank about it, I haven't seen enough from Malik to justify any of that stuff. I'll be honest. Look, the first six games of his freshman year, I'll never forget that Notre Dame game, the one in South Bend where we got our asses handed to us. But Malik Jefferson
was everywhere.
He was all over the field. I mean, he was the only positive sign from that game. But you got to remember, this guy got benched last year by Charlie Strong.
You got to think about, too, though, when he was young like that, he had Malcolm Brown up front.
He did.
He had that guy that was controlling two offensive linemen, so he didn't have as much trash on his body, you know. And so the last year he really didn't know what to do because linemen were getting on him. So that's the part of the game, you know, getting away from blocks and you know that Derek Johnson had. Derek Johnson would look like he was about to take your ankles out, and you would kind of like go down with him, and somehow he'd be standing up behind you, and you're like, well, where did he go? And he'd be making the tackle. But it's just little things like that I think that with a little bit more defensive line help, I know Puna Ford, he's a great defensive tackle, but we need a couple more to come in there and do their thing. And I think once they get good enough, I think that Malik will be back to his form again.
There you go. Agree 100%. It starts up front. Malcolm Brown, Hassan Ridgeway, a couple of NFL players who played in front of Malik.
You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Malik Jefferson's got every tool in the belt to be a stud player at this level and at the next level, but it hasn't all clicked, and you said it right there. Maybe new coaching staff, a fresher and better defensive line.
Just playing, not confused, playing football.
There you go. Absolutely. All right, we both agree with that. What else, Zach?
All right, man. You know, we all know that you and Trey are both degenerate gamblers.
Yes, sir.
On basically everything but money, it seems.
Yeah, well, you can't gamble what you don't have, right?
All right. Well, the betting odds have been released for the American Century Championship. It's a charity golf event, and one Tony Romo is topping the charts.
Nice.
He's a good stick, though.
Yeah, he plays pretty well.
He's a good golfer.
So are there any big names? Does it say
yeah, you
want to
run down? Yeah.
Yeah, so give me a few.
Tony Romo is tied for first, 3-1 odds. We've got Justin Timberlake with 35-1 odds. You guys, what do you think about that?
I don't know.
I mean, I see him play a lot of golf. I see him a lot of the pro-ams, you know, where they're you got a pro and an amateur or whatever, right. And celebrity pro-ams, and he's a good golfer, you know. But I think, you know, who's really good, Steph Curry is solid.
Steph Curry's on the list, 20-1 odds.
20-1.
He's a scratch golfer too.
That might be might be a little bet right there, betting on Steph Curry.
Not some great golfers though. We've got Ray Romano at 2,000-1 odds. Larry the Cable Guy, 5,000-1.
5,000-1.
Bringing up the rear, Charles Barkley, 6,000-1 odds.
Oh, you've seen his swing, right?
Yeah, that just makes me want to go to the chiropractor for him when I see his swing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty. How's your golf game?
Oh, I'm solid. You know, I'm underneath 100.
There you go.
So I'm cool with that.
That's a good front nine for me,
I'm
man.
I'm a better scramble player, you know?
Yeah, everybody's a better scramble player. Yeah. As long as you're drinking out on the golf course, maybe
that's
you got a stogie.
I'm more of a drinker than I like to do a beer hole, you know?
Now, there's a story that Colonel Craig Flowers was saying about he played with Lyle Senline at the golf tournament a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And Lyle was in his group, and the beer cart girl came by.
Yeah.
And instead of asking, you know, two or three beers like the standard person would do, maybe one beer at a time,
yeah.
I'll ask for whatever she had.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a part of that? I mean, did you?
No, I wasn't there at that. I wasn't at that. I was
good.
At the tournament earlier. That was the same tournament you were at.
It was, huh?
Yeah. No, I didn't. But that's what you do. I mean, because you never know when the beer cart's going to come back. And when you have a big tournament, you know, there's two teams on, you know, sometimes there's an A group and a B group. So on each hole. So what you want to do is make sure you know it's going to be at least an hour before she gets back. So you're like, well, yeah, just give me all you got. If you got a 12-pack, let's just put this 12-pack in our cooler so we don't have to worry about rationing beers, you know?
It's a big, ugly tip of the week right there, man. So what, you never go BYOB on the course? I mean, sometimes... Like,
you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, all right, that's what they say.
My bag is really heavy when I start.
Well played. Somehow those beers were in the cooler from the last guy. I don't know who
already
did that.
Already cold? Yeah, what's that big box? I don't know.
Somebody else. They left it in the cart. You guys didn't see it when you cleaned it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a good stuff. Well, yeah, Tony Romo, he's a good golfer. He's going to be on, CBS's golf coverage now that he's doing football stuff as well.
Yeah.
What's your take on that, Tony Romo, as a football broadcaster?
You know, it's hard. It's for me to see, because, you know, I talked to Coach Brown, and I asked him, I was like, what's the difference? He said, you know, when you're talking football, it's one thing, but when you're actually being a commentator for a live game,
mm-hmm.
and that's what Tony's going to be doing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
He said it's hard because you got to be with stories about each person, guys you never heard about, and be able to say their names and, you know, and have them highlighted and be able to call that number out. Oh, that's blah, blah, blah. That's blah, blah, blah. You got to be really on top of your game. And, you know, I think it takes some practice before, you know.
We'll see. I think CBS has the Super Bowl next year, which means, you know, if Tony Romo's on the number one team, which I think that's in his contract, then that'd be Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the Super Bowl call.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. All right, are we out of stories, Zach?
We could talk U.S. Men's National Team Gold Cup action if you'd like.
You're not a soccer guy either, are you, Casey?
No, but I definitely like watching soccer overseas.
Soccer overseas. Well, this is American
MLS.
Soccer, right?
This is American soccer, yeah.
We're not dealing with that.
No, but I definitely love, you know, Euro Leagues.
Come on,
you know,
man.
There it is.
Come on, man.
We got to have you on the show more often.
I know. I hear they're killing y'all, and soccer's not a sport, but... Man, they're in better shape than I'll ever be, or I've ever been.
That's true, man. No doubt about it. All right, there is Tinder Time brought to you by our friends at Altstadt Beer. Check them out, altstadtbeer.com, for more information. And check it out. You can buy it at HEB, Whole Foods, Specs, Twin Liquors, wherever you want. All right, when we come back, we will talk some more Texas football. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. Dave Campbell's projections for Texas in 2017. They give their game-by-game results, what they think is going to happen with UT. I want to get Casey Studdard's thoughts on that on the other side. Justin Wells coming up a little afternoon as well. All Texas, all the time today. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn. When you Welcome back. Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn. No Trey Elling in Chicago for the week. We got lifetime Longhorn and national champion Casey Studdard in the house, filling in for a little bit in studio and talking Texas football. Zach, it's One Hit Wonder Wednesday. What do we got today?
Blind Melon.
Blind Melon? That's the name of the band or the song?
Name of the band.
What's the name of the song?
No Rain.
I've heard this song. I don't know. Blind Melon.
That's the problem with One Hit Wonders is you've heard the song, you know it.
It's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Blind Melon. It's pretty
exactly.
Clear,
what else have they done?
Name. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know they had done this, apparently. So, One Hit Wonder Wednesday. Keep tweeting them into our man Zach behind the glass, the hashtag Horn Video Blitz, or any sort of videos you can find, man. We're always looking for stuff to get you guys involved, and whatever we can laugh at you, laugh at your kids, laugh at whatever you see on the internet or on TV, we will take them, hashtag Horn Video Blitz. So, Casey stuttered in the house. We both got our copies of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, which let's give one of those away right now. We've got two to give away yesterday since I ate the bones yesterday and forgot to give a copy away. So two copies. We'll do one right here. We'll do it on the Specs text line this time. So text in your answer to 337-3776. I want to know how many wins Colt McCoy had during his four-year career at Texas. You don't need the losses. We don't want to talk about the losses, but just the total number of wins Colt McCoy left UT as the all-time winningest quarterback in college football. How many wins did he have? And we will look at the text line during the break and reach out to one of you. So first person to hit us up, 337-3776, will win a free copy of the Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine for 2017. All right, Casey, we were just talking about the preseason All Big 12 team announced, five Longhorns making the cut. Now we've got this Dave Campbell's Magazine open, and they do a game-by-game projection for 2017. They've got the Longhorns going 8-4 this year, 6-3 in Big 12 play, making the Russell Athletic Bowl against Pitt. That is their prediction with Dave Campbell. They've got Maryland and San Jose State as wins to open the year. What about that USC game out in Southern California, Casey? I mean, USC is going to start presumably as a top-five team in the country.
They got a good quarterback. That quarterback's a monster, too. You know, I'm always rooting Texas. I always think Texas will win. I think it's going to be a tough test for them, and it's an early test, and it's only, what, week three?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going down to SC, that's going to be a hostile environment, especially this will be the second time since the championship they played, so there will be that little bit of talk going into the game and everything, get players all kind of pumped up, and, you know. But, you know, that's going to be a big test. I don't really know him, but, I mean, just by seeing his pass, he'll have the players ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, a couple
and
of –
And so that's the one thing I can't wait. I want to see these players ready to play and not give up every game. And once I see that, then we'll know that Texas is changing, you know.
Yeah, and you said it. That's a big early test. A couple of numbers I like, you know, talking about Tom Herman. 2 years as a head coach at Houston, 6-0 against ranked teams in his 2 years down at U of H. Also, if you count his days as an offensive coordinator at Ohio State, and you combine that with his 2 years at Houston, 11-0 as an underdog.
Oh, yeah.
So you assume Texas is going to be, you know, an underdog, of course.
Oh, they're
going to
be an underdog. They're going to be an underdog all year. I mean, especially against everybody. Even if we beat USC, people, you know, but you can't, like Coach Brown said, you can't really go, you know, like when something good happens, you can't bite down on it. You can't go with it. You got to keep working. You got to keep, every week, you got to keep working and working and working. You know, you can't, I forgot what he said, what the saying is, but. Drawing a blank here.
That's all right, man.
Squirrel.
that's a you and Lyle specialty every Saturday morning. But, all right, so you've gotten the chance to, you know, to talk with the team a couple times.
Yeah.
You've gotten to meet Coach Herman and talk to him a little bit. A lot of people have made the comparisons between Tom Herman and Mac Brown when they first got to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you played for Mac Brown. You know him very well. It sounds like you guys still keep in touch. Do you see any of those similarities from your early impressions of Tom Herman?
Yeah, I do. I think it's the bringing the players in, making them – be a team. Do everything together. Be on the line at 6 a.m. If you miss the line, you got to run again. You know, those little things like that makes a team click, that makes you be accountable for one, hold each other accountable, you know. And I see that with Coach Herman, and I like that.
So is that something you think was kind of lacking the last 3 years? I mean, three straight losing seasons, really seven disappointing seasons, if you will, in a row for Texas. But you think that's something that's kind of been evading the program, the accountability type deal?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you looked when, you know, Charlie Strong was here, it was just sloppy football. Like, it was hard to watch. It sucked. And it wasn't because they were losing or, you know, they're losing a lot, but it was because it was sloppy football.
Yeah.
I mean, balls on the ground, all these penalties, and no one being held accountable for that. Like, Like, that doesn't matter? Are you kidding me? Like, fumble snaps, all that? That's the stuff that needs to get out of here. It needs to be crisp football to even get a chance to start winning.
No doubt. And it's, you can tell it irks you, it irks all Texas fans, but you're a part of it, man. I mean, you were part of this program during some of its highest times, and now we've seen it during its lowest lows. You know, Tom Herman always used the term alignment, and I don't know if Mack Brown ever used that exact term, but you could tell he had that in his program with everybody in sync, talking about the accountability, guys standing up for themselves, and everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that Tom Herman's going to bring back to UT?
I think that is what he has brought back from what I have seen up there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's changed it up to where the guys have to eat together. You know, there's time where they have to go compete in the players' lounge and be together more. And that's what I like, you know, not killing the guys, you know, not making them walk to and from practice, all that kind of crazy stuff,
right.
You know. So he's more of a coach where you know he's a coach, you respect him, you think of him as a father figure, but you know that there's boundaries you cannot step over. You know that you have to have your P's and Q's, and that's how Coach Brown was. He was, you know, he was a tough coach. Like, he was hard, but you knew, you know, he always had your back. You know, you had all that there, but if you overstepped your boundaries, there's consequences for that.
Right.
And there wasn't no, like, you know, and I feel like that got away with Coach Strong.
That's an interesting point right there, and I think a lot of Longhorn fans will agree, but you are, of course, there first stance. And how important is it to spend all that time with your teammates, man? I mean, just to be that close with them.
You have to be with your teammates. I mean, our offensive line was together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that was just the offensive line, but as a team, you know, we went out together. We ate together. We, you know, had a couple cold ones together. Like, everything was together, you know? If stuff went down, we had each other's backs all the time.
Yeah.
And never, no matter what. It didn't matter what the situation was, we had each other's backs, you know. And there's some kids that can handle doing stuff like that and some kids that can't, you know. And the kids that couldn't do it, they wouldn't do it.
Right.
The kids that could, they did, you know. And that was just whatever you could do, you could do. And whatever your role was. And I think the biggest thing was we had guys, like David Thomas said on our show last weekend, that whatever their role was, they did that to 110%. They weren't mad because they weren't getting, you know, all the big time snaps. So we had some guys that are just on special teams, but they knew when they went out there on special teams, they were going to go crack some heads because that was their role, and they accepted that and they liked it. And you need those role players on a squad to be successful, I think.
Yeah, special teams has kind of been lacking over the last few years here, unfortunately. So keep going on this schedule a little bit. They have that as a loss, but you know, it sounds like you think Texas has a good chance to get it done out at SC. They've got wins at Iowa State and home against Kansas State. Of course, Texas lost at K-State last year. Dave Campbell's magazine's second loss they have to Oklahoma up in Dallas. Now, you know, you played against Bob Stoops' teams, obviously. He's out, Lincoln Riley in, but Baker Mayfield comes back for OU. We'll know a lot more about both of these teams by the time we get there.
I saw that video of him getting smoked by a cop. Is he not suspended for any games or anything this year?
Of course not. Of course
nothing,
not.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Got arrested out in Arkansas.
Oh, it was in Arkansas.
Trying to flee the cops. Yes, sir. Fayetteville.
But there's no repercussions for that? Nothing?
Nothing yet. He apologized. Does that count?
Yeah, there you go.
So we'll know a lot more about these teams, but they've got a win against Oklahoma State, which a lot of people think OSU might be the team to beat in the Big 12 this year. Losses to Baylor and TCU on the road, and then wins against Kansas, West Virginia, and Texas Tech. Okay, so you're obviously an optimist for this Texas football program.
Yeah.
You've been around it a lot, and you know, you played on the team. Yeah, go ahead.
I think we beat Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma State's going to be a tough test for us. I think we stomp Baylor. I don't think Baylor.
Yeah, that one kind of irked me a little bit. Baylor, new coach, beat them last year here in Austin.
Yeah, I hate Baylor too, so I think we stomp Baylor. We're at TCU. We owe them. We owe TCU one. You know what I mean? They've been the last few years, you know, we owe them one. So let's, you know, I think we went, you know me, I'm biased. It's bad. I'm bad.
Hey, that's all right, man. We need that. We need people. There's a lot of pessimists on this station, man.
I can't say they're ever going to lose. But I mean, I know TCU's going to be tough. And I know Oklahoma State's going to be, I think those will be our toughest two opponents this year.
So you're thinking a big thanks for Tom Herman in year one.
Well, yeah, because I mean, SC is going to be a challenge. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that one. But we should whoop Iowa State. We should whoop Kansas State. That should be every year. You should always whoop Iowa State. You should always beat Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
Always beat Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. But those are always tough battles. So that's, you know, it's hard to go with that one. But Baylor, TCU, Kansas, West Virginia, Tech, you should every year.
They got to be Kansas. Year. They got to be Kansas this time at least.
Oh, my God. They better just stomp a mud hole in Kansas.
Oh, that one still hurts. All right, there's some Texas football talk coming up next. Justin Wells of Inside Texas, he will give you the latest on Texas recruiting. Looking ahead a little bit to the future. Casey Studdard in the house talking all things Longhorn football. 52 days away from Texas, Maryland. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK. This is The Horn.